The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
It's a crazy story. Someone came to me from Queens. While I was coming, it just reminded me, while I was coming on my way. So I want to tell it to you. A guy comes to me, he gives me an enormous check. I don't even know him. I did have one of his sons at one time did come to my shir. He gives me an enormous check and he says, "This is for tzedakah." That's what he told me. "This is for tzedakah." So I said to him, "Well, it's wonderful." And you know, usually when a person gives you a big check and they want you to give it to tzedakah, you don't start asking like questions. Why are you giving it? What are you giving it for? So I didn't say a word to him. As he's leaving, I had to say something. I said, I want to thank you. It's a magnanimous check. It's unbelievable. Is there any like special occasion?" You know, he said, "No. I will tell you. I have a daughter that needs to get married. So I went to Shadchanim. I went to matchmakers. And I went here and I went there and it didn't go so much. However, I read that Hashem is the Mezaveg Zivugim, that Hashem is the one that puts the match together. So you know what I decided? I'm going to pay the Shadchan right now in advance. I'm giving this money to the Shadchan for the tzedakah, wherever you're going to choose. Hashem, you have my money. It's yours. I paid you in advance. There's no way I can take it back from you. You have to make a shidduch for my daughter." He welled up with tears. He left the house. He didn't close the door. He just walked out. He was too emotional. He walked out of the house and he left. Luckily, I had the address of the yid on the check. I hurried to give it, such a check, I hurried to distribute it that day to some very special causes. The interesting thing is, I took his number. I called him a few weeks later, and I wanted to thank him. I sent him a letter, but not yet. He said, "Good, I want to keep in touch with you." Nora v'ayom. 40 days. 40 days, you say what? Anybody? Course, right? We know the segulot, right? You wear the ring, you do this, you turn around, you see the candle in the middle of the night, counselor, in the middle of the night you wake up, you take a look in the mirror with the candle, you see everything, right? Biggest segula in the world, emunah. 40 days, somebody comes here from Europe. The individual was only here for 2 days. Unbelievable. They stayed in his neighborhood. He met the person in the morning minyan. The person came over and said, "I heard that you have a daughter, and there's this person staying with me right now from Europe. Maybe they would like to go out. He's only here for 2 days. He's trying to cram it in, you know?" Okay. You know what I mean, right? He says, "Okay, nothing else doing in town." They went out. The guy was so overwhelmed that he canceled his trip back. The girl, who Hashem was her shatran, was engaged. The father called me up. Did he give enough money, shatranut? I said, "What's your question? You gave a beautiful check." He said, "If you give a regular person money, so that's one thing. So whatever the cost is, the cost is. But borei olam, that's a pretty high class shadchan. Maybe I owe more money." I said, "I think it's adequate. I think borei olam is happy." Why? Because a Jew has such emunah, such faith. It is unreal. You've just